News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in this morning to Fond du Lac Today. It's time for our July updates with the Fond du Lac County Aging and Disability Resource Center. And as always, joining us, I guess I shouldn't say as always because she was off last month for the ADRC conversation. But back with us here in July is Jackie Jakels from the ADRC. Jackie, thanks for joining us and happy July. How are you?
Happy July. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yep, good to have you back on. We had a good conversation last month about Elder Abuse Awareness Month with the ADRC and some of the different awareness topics with that. So that was a very important topic to highlight. We appreciate your stand-ins last month for coming in to tell us about that. But we're back with some more information from the ADRC here this month. I know, Jackie, you had some information about some caregiver education programs with the Alzheimer's Association, correct?
Correct. So the Alzheimer's Association continues to offer their programming virtually or by phone, so their education opportunities. We have the entire list on our website, but I just wanted to take the time and highlight two for July that I thought were kind of important. So on Monday, July 12th, from 3 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m., the Alzheimer's Association is going to have a 10 warning signs of dementia presentation. And then on July 19th, that one's from 3:30 to 4:40 p.m., that's a Monday, they're going to have Understanding Alzheimer's and Dementia. So like I said, these are virtual educational opportunities, and if they sound of interest to you, people can go to alz.org/WI or call 1-800-272-3900 to get registered, and the full list will be on our ADRC website.
Very good. I know the ADRC is still helping folks who have not maybe gotten the COVID-19 vaccine yet. You're still offering to assist folks who might be interested in getting that vaccine. Obviously, it's widely available. There are plenty of opportunities to get it, but if there are still some folks out there who maybe have a challenge in finding a place or a time to get that, I know you're offering that assistance too, correct?
Correct. So we're still here if maybe you're having a transportation barrier and not being able to set up that transportation, coordinate that transportation, or maybe you are have a little bit more difficulty leaving your home, maybe more limited mobility. And if we certainly can't help you, we're going to try and find somewhere that can. But we're here to try and answer those questions, connect people, or with scheduling if need be. So if anyone has questions or concerns about being able to access the vaccine, they can call us on our general number, which is 920-929-3466, and we'll see what we can do to try and help.
Very good, Jackie. I know senior expos are coming up soon, a few months away yet, but good to get that on folks' calendar.
Yeah, so the senior expos, due to COVID last year, were canceled, but the dates have been rescheduled, and I just wanted folks to be able to mark their calendar and get the dates down in case they were interested in attending. So the first expo is going to be the one that's held in Fond du Lac, and that will be at the fairgrounds on Tuesday, September 21st, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There'll also be a second senior expo. That one will be held in Waupun at the Central Wisconsin Christian School on Thursday, October 7th, also from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So very nice events with a lot of different exhibitors and information. We typically have a booth there as well. Great resources for all the seniors in the community.
Very good. And Jackie, lastly this month, I know you wanted to remind folks about focusing on themselves and taking care of themselves in the hot weather. We had a pretty hot 4th of July weekend, and looks like, you know, the dog days of summer, as they call it, are here, and it's going to be, of course, a nice warm summer month here in July, and you had some reminders for folks on that too.
Yeah, the heat definitely, just like we talk about safety tips in the winter from falls, the heat poses its own health concerns. So today I just wanted to focus on dehydration a little bit and some signs and what to do, because obviously keeping your own health in check and making sure you're doing well is important to all of us. So for dehydration, just some signs to watch for are weakness, headache, muscle cramps, dizziness, confusion, and then obviously a pretty significant one, passing out. So if you're feeling any of those signs as we're going through the warm months, things that you can do is try and drink plenty of fluids, specifically things like water, sports drinks, ones that have the electrolytes in them. And if those things aren't helping, call your medical provider if you're not feeling better. And then just a tip to help fend off dehydration during the warmer days is to avoid caffeine, specifically coffee, tea, and soda until you'd be feeling better. So just keeping our own health in check is very important all the time, but specifically looking during the heat.
And as we always talk about when we talk to emergency management folks and folks talking about safety, if there's anybody out there that knows an elderly relative or friends, neighbors nearby, it's always important to check on them, make sure they're doing well when it gets to be those really hot and humid days too, right?
Definitely. Check on your neighbor, check on your loved one, make sure everyone is doing well.
Very good. Jackie, one more time, if people want to call the ADRC, what's the best way they can get in touch?
Sure. Our direct phone number here is 920-929-3466, and we're located at 50 North Portland Street in Fond du Lac.
Jackie, thanks so much as always. Have a great month, and we'll talk again in August.
Thanks. You too.